Never get enough of this.
The best way to wake up.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Smile 90.4 FM.
Tea purists, right? Is it okay to double dip? In other words, use the bag more than once. So there are people that are, and due to office restraints in terms of budgets, people doubled up their bags, right? So what you do is that there's enough flavor, according to tea experts, you're not supposed to drain the bag. You know, when you take the bag and you squeeze it against the side and you burn your fingers trying to squeeze the bag and you're like, it's so hard making a cup of tea. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, well, first of all, don't use your fingers.
Why not?
No, ew. I'm not going to ask you to make me a cup of tea, Ryan. Yeah, sometimes just leave it. Leave the tea bag in there so that it just swirls in with all the flavors.
Phil, don't you dare judge. You're a finger squeezer as well.
No, I'm whole fist. It's in the palm of my hand.
He squeezes it like he's making mojitos.
Yeah, that's how a man makes a cup of tea.
No, you don't squeeze it with your hand. You take it up, you swirl it around a bit, you leave it to soak.
Okay.
And then you take it up with your teaspoon, and you squeeze it gently against the side of the cup with the teaspoon, and then you throw it away.
But then what happens when you, okay, so you've done that, and then you put it out, and then you realize that this nice, big, juicy tea bag still filled with tea and flavor.
No, one, you burn your fingers with a hot water.
Yeah, I know. I know, trust me, I'm seeing my thumbs.
Two, you don't want the taste of your skin and your fingers and your sweat in the tea.
Mm.
No.
Okay, well, I've got to change the way I make tea.
Yeah, you do. Big
no wonder my mom always sweaty. She comes every once a week, she comes visit the kids, and I go, can I make you tea? And then she gives me this eye, like, as it said, no. I'm fine with tea, yeah. So she knows I use my fingers to squeeze the bags out. Anyway, maybe I must change my technique. Peter, tell us a little bit about tea. Do you make a mean cup of tea?
I do. I love my lemon tea, and then I have no sugar with it. It's stunning. Really, really is good. But the reason for my call is my daughter's best friend, who lives in Pedarsdorp, when she's made a cup of tea, I kid you not, Ryan, she sucks the tea bag.
No chance.
Yes. I was in front of her, and all of a sudden, I thought she was just going to use a thumb and just squeeze it.
Mm.
No, she takes it out and then puts it in her mouth and sucks it. I like phoned her mom, Nicola, what's going on? Oh no, she does it all the time.
Like, no,
oh my
way.
Hell,
that flavor. That so would.
You can actually put it back in the bag and use it. I mean, and it's all dry. Guys who drink tea are too weak to drink coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, it's this bag of, I don't even know what. There could be sand in it, there could be leftover human remains, anything. And ultimately, when people put milk in it, it looks like old dishwashing liquid. You wash 1,000 dishes in it. It is disgusting. It's not on. People, join the coffee movement. Wake up. It's 2024.
The best way to drink tea is to open the box, open that foily, baggy thingy, throw the damn stuff away, make yourself a cup of coffee. I am sure people that drink tea also plays padel. And they dress up when they go to restaurants.
Coffee drinkers are firing some huge shots today.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook
at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.